Let's talk about hard work. There's this battle that happens on Twitter a lot. Should you work hard or should you not? Should you be slave driving people or should you say, no, all good founders work their fingers to the bones? But people on Twitter just talk past each other. A lot of the times they're just talking about two different things. One hand, someone's talking about a lifestyle business, which is fine. You know, their number one thing in life is not getting wealthy. It's having a well-balanced job with the family and also their life. Some other people are talking about the Olympics of startups, talking about this person going after a gold medal, going after the multi-billion dollar public company. That person has to get everything right. They have to have great judgment. They have to have their right pick of what to work on, and they have to decide on the right team. And they have to work crazy hard. They're basically engaging in a competitive sprint. So, if getting wealthy is your goal, you're going to have to work as hard as you can. But hard work is absolutely no substitute for who you work with and what you work on. What you work on is probably the most important thing. Finding product market fit, and more importantly, product market founder fit. Expanding on Dreessen's definition of product market fit. Product market founder fit is how you are personally suited to that business. The combination of product market and founder should be your main overall goal. And you can save yourself a lot of time if you pick the right area for you yourself to work in. Picking the right people to work with is the next most important piece. Third comes how hard you work. But they're like three legs of a stool. If you shortchange one, the whole is going to fall over. The order of operations when you are building a business is, first, what you should be doing. What is something where there's a market emerging, a product that you can build and are excited to work on. And sometimes where you have a specific, something where you have a specific knowledge and you're really into it. Surround yourself with the best people possible. And no matter how high your bar is, raise your bar. You can never be working with people that are great enough. There's someone greater out there to work with. You should go and work with them. I advise a lot of people who are looking at what startup to join in Columbus, Ohio, or at Ohio State, choose the one that you will have the greatest alumni network for in the future. Look at the PayPal Mafia, for example. They worked with a bunch of geniuses and they all got rich. They picked based on the highest intelligence, energy, and integrity people you can find. Finally, once you pick the right thing to work on and the right thing to, once you find the right thing to work on and the right people to work with, then you work as hard as you can. This is where the mythology gets a little crazy, though. You hear about Elon Musk saying 80 to 100 hour work weeks or whatever, but a lot of that's just signaling. It's just showing off. Nobody really works 80 to 120 hours per week sustainably at a high output with mental clarity. Your brain breaks down. You just won't have good ideas. Really, the way people tend to work with the most effectively, they sprint as hard as they can while they are inspired on something and are passionate about it. It's more like a lion hunting than a marathon runner running. So if you sprint, then you rest, then you reassess, then you sprint, then you rest, then you reassess. Try it again. You end up building a marathon of sprints back to back to back to back. Inspiration is perishable. So if you have it, do it right then and there. Sometimes I hesitate on doing things and it just dies. I forget what I'm thinking about. If I'm inspired to create an idea, I need to get it out. I need to get it out there. Inspiration is beautiful and powerful. When you have to seize it, seize it. When you have it, seize it. Have impatience with actions and patience with results. Anything you have to do, get it done now. Why wait? Your life is slipping away. You don't want to spend it doing things that are not a part of your mission. You want to do them as quickly as you can, well and with full attention. Then you just have to give up on the results. You have to be patient on the results. You are dating with complex systems. Lots of people and lots of different ideas. It takes time for markets to adopt products. It takes time for people to get comfortable with a product. It takes time for people in a company to get comfortable working with each other or channel partners working with you. It takes time for great products to emerge. As you work on them, you polish them. You polish away, you polish away, you polish away. Impatience with actions, patience with results. Inspiration is perishable. When you have it, act on it. If I have a problem with one of my businesses that needs to be solved, it won't sleep until the resolution is at least in motion. If I'm on the board, I'll call the CEO. If I'm responsible, I'll get on there and solve it myself. If I don't move towards solving something, I have that problem, I have no peace, no sleep, no rest. I literally won't sleep until it's solved. Maybe it's a personal characteristic, but it's worked out well in business.